What is your strategy for hunting the rut?
The rut, I start out early in the rut, before the does are coming to eat, when those bucks are really cruising hard. I like to, on morning hunts, I like to hunt the downwind edge of doe bedding areas, and because those bucks will cruise that downwind edge where they can smell both for hot does and for danger in that thicker cover. That's my go-to early in the rut when the bucks are cruising. Afternoon hunts at that time are on travel corridors between bedding and food. The does are going to be coming to that food in the afternoon, and a lot of times those bucks are going to be doing the same thing. Then as the does start coming into heat and the bigger bucks are locking up with those hot does, that's when I start hunting out of the way places that I would never hunt at any other time of the year. I'm talking like a small patch of brush out in the middle of an open ag field, or, you know, a hedgerow out in the middle of open ag country, or drainage ditch that's got a few trees along it, because those mature bucks are going to push those does out into those areas. I see it multiple times every fall, and those hunts are very frustrating. It's hit or miss. You may go a week hunting, you know, using that method and never see a single deer. But then, you know, one day along comes the biggest buck of your life chasing a hot doe right past you. So it's either feast or famine, and most of the time it's famine. But it's your best chance during the peak of the rut. The peak of the rut's actually one of my least favorite times of the season to hunt. Then, you know, you get towards the end of November, around Thanksgiving time, and, you know, the legendary Roger Rothard told me many years ago when I was just a kid, I mean, I was probably 20 or so, he said that the best time to catch the biggest bucks in the woods is Thanksgiving week. And the reason for it is by late November, a buck has to search a lot harder between hot does, and that puts him on his feet and makes him vulnerable a whole lot more. He's not locked up with a doe. He's searching, and he knows it's about over for another year, covering some territory. So that Thanksgiving week, you know, I'm back to hunting those downwind edges of doe bedding areas and those transition zones between bedding and food in the afternoon.